Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 4, we were taught that although as Christians we will suffer persecution in this life, there are rewards for enduring those persecutions when we get to heaven. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Not might, not possibly. He says you shall suffer persecution if you live godly in Christ Jesus. But Jesus didn't stop the verse there in John 16:33. He added, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And that is also a promise. That's almost a promise that you can be an overcomer in Christ. So he starts off with the word for. In other words, as a result, we both labor and suffer reproach. Now, often people say when they see the word therefore, as he says here, for therefore, they'll say, when you see therefore in the Bible, see what it is there for. And that's true. But it also has a different usage than the word wherefore. Imagine, if you would, in the room where you are right now, in the place you are right now, and look to your left, find a wall, and say, okay, let's imagine that is your starting point. See where you are now in the room, and then look to the other side as the goal to some place that you're on your way to go there. Now, therefore is, we started over there, we're here right now, but we're still on our way to there. And so, this is what we need to do on our way to there. The word wherefore means you started over there, now you're here, and this is what I want you to do right here, right now. Now that brings us to the question, then, why is the word therefore used in this place? Because we know His word is true. We know if we witness, we're going to be persecuted. We know if we stand for the Lord, tribulation will come if we take a good, strong public stand. However, we also know by the word of God, those that do and endure shall shine as the stars forever, and they receive a crown of rejoicing. Those who separate from the world and lead a holy life and have standards, oh, they're going to get it from the world. They're going to mock them, make fun of them, keep them from promotions on jobs at times. However, they keep their eyes on the Lord. One day they step onto heaven's shores and they receive an incorruptible crown. You go to church, you go to work, you have neighbors, and you try to build them up in the Word of God. In other words, you know they're saved. You start to share things from the Word of God, maybe something that you heard in Sunday school, maybe something your preacher preached, maybe something from this message on the radio. And you begin telling others about it, and you encourage them in their Christian life in it. That is called edification, and for that, there's a crown of glory. Maybe you're going through a life-wrenching trial right now. Maybe it has to do with your health, your home, your job, your marriage. Oh, it's hard. But God's given you a duty in ministry. Be faithful to your church. Be faithful to pray. Be faithful to the visitation. Be faithful to the church services. Be faithful to whatever it is that you do in the work of the Lord. You endure in those trials. They're hard. It's a tribulation for you. But if you do, there is a crown of life, the Bible tells us. Then you finish the course. You don't quit doing His will, but you do His will according to His word. You fight that good fight of faith. You stick to the truth. You fought the good fight. You stood publicly. And not in a carnal way, but in a spiritual, righteous way. You finished the course. You didn't quit because of setbacks that come to the ministry and things that people say. You kept the faith. You kept sound doctrine. You wouldn't compromise with the culture. The Bible lets us know there's a crown of righteousness for you. See, these absolute truths then tells us we can live absolute. In this world, we're going to have problems. Look, we're the visiting team. They boo us. The crowd in the stands boos the visiting team. But we're not trying to win for that team. We're trying to win for our home, okay? And our home is heaven. So let's do what God says that we need to do. Therefore, on your way to heaven, you be doing these things. You be a witness. You have standards and live holy and separate from the world. You edify others. You stay true in the trials of life. And then you don't quit no matter what the situation, the circumstances. Don't quit. There's a crown for you. Now, my friend, it's important to see the words labor and suffer. The word labor means to labor to a point of exhaustion here by the Greek word that is used. Suffer reproach is from the Greek word agonizomai. We get our word agony from it. We could say it this way. We labor, we struggle. And that's the way he's going about it here in verse 10. We both labor and suffer reproach. Oh, we labor and we struggle. But why? Why do they labor? Why do they suffer reproach? Because they trust in the living God. Oh, Satan tries to give them a way to not have to go through that. They just have to compromise. But if you trust in the living God, He may not take you from it, but He will take you through it and keep you and be come out on the other side with you. You see, He's a living God. He's not a dead one. He's no longer on the cross. And there's an empty tomb to prove it. So life is lived in the Spirit, not in fleshly desire. Trust in the living God is what he says there. And that's how they in labor and suffer reproach. And they're able to do it. Now again, absolute godly living, which is living by God's word, is God's goal for anyone who is saved. If you're saved, now listen closely. This is God's goal for you. This is God's requirement for you. If you're saved, it is to live godly, and it needs to be a daily goal in our life that lays up rewards for all eternity. By the time you hear this message, I'll be 63 years old. And as I look back, I wonder what happened. It seems like I was just 20 years old a couple days ago. Things happen. Life goes by in a hurry. Eternity will never end. Isn't it wisdom to lay up for that that'll never end than for that which is only for a moment? Now understand, this daily goal of godliness is something that we work at. And we must be willing to face all opposition as a result. Listen to the Apostle Paul's words in Philippians 3, 8 through 10. He says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss. And he's talking about material things as well as fleshly friendships. He says, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. Oh boy, position, money, power, prestige. And Paul had all of that. He said, for whom, the Lord, I have suffered the loss of all things, but now notice, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. The best this world has to offer is but dung compared to having the best of Christ. And so he says, that I may win Christ. Then in verse 9 of Philippians 3 says, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. The righteousness which is of God by faith. Now, the law is a righteous instrument, but my friend, Jesus Christ is even higher and holier than the law. So he says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Now, isn't that where most of us are? We want the power of his resurrection. Oh, yes. Yeah, man, that's for me. But then he adds, and the fellowship of his sufferings. We don't think so much of that is for me, okay? The fellowship of partners in his suffering. And added to that, being made conformable unto his death. See, we like the power of his resurrection, but the fellowship of sufferings, conformable to death, his death, we don't like that. It kind of reminds you of the pharmaceutical ads that you'll see from time to time on the television. They come out and they'll tell you 5 seconds about a product that is good. For example, let's just take COPD. They say this product will help you if you have COPD. And they spend about 5 seconds telling you why it's a good thing. They spend the next 25 seconds telling you all the side effects and the bad things that can happen. Okay? It's almost like you die if you don't take it. You die if you do. Okay? So you wonder, what's the best way to go? But you see, there's relief. There's a certain relief for the COPD that can be there for you. There's maybe a great relief that'll help you by taking this medicine, and you decide whether the risk are worth taking it for what it may help you to be able to do. Well, the Bible's promised us that if we live godly as Christians in Christ Jesus, we'll suffer persecution. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.